Yeah. And that the symbol of grass is just one thing, but the way we've treated Earth is actually quite horrendous, especially when you consider that even 100 years ago, we used to have reverence for Mother Earth. And maybe even 50 years ago, there was a lot more reverence for Mother Earth than there is today. And yet still, even at this moment, nature is so beautiful in so many different parts of the world. And we travel to go to see the beauty of nature. But in fact, nature is all around us everywhere. And if we were to see one tree in the courtyard and appreciate how amazing the tree is and how it's managing to survive in urbanization, within all the pollution, within all the fumes that are being produced by all the vehicles, etc., etc. So I think it's very important to give gratitude to nature, Mother Nature, for all that Mother Nature has done for us so far for millennia and continues to do. Never mind appreciation of flowers and fruits and trees, just the fact that I, as a human being, am alive. What do I owe this to? Yes, some will say it's the work of the divine, no doubt, but on an external, practical level, it's these elements, earth and water and air and fire, that allow me to live as a human being on this planet. Do I have any sense of gratitude and thanksgiving for what nature has provided for me? So maybe it's time to take a little pause. And I think coronavirus has brought about that pause in our life, so that now we have a chance just to appreciate how much nature in its goodness has given to us. But I'm also thinking about not just food and sustenance. I'm thinking about all the comforts we have in life. This chair originally came from nature, from the timber. Whatever else it is the chair is made up of, it came from the resources that the earth has been sharing with us right from the beginning of time. If I have money invested in land, well, land is actually not my property. For the time being, I own this patch. But beyond that, beyond that, beyond that, and where did it actually come from? Land is also part of the planet that we've inherited. And so all the products that we have, in some form or another, everything that I see, I use, the things that I've built my money empire on, the fundamental, intricate details of that produce have actually come from Mother Earth. And so, what has been our return? We haven't appreciated, but we've just exploited timber. We want more, we want more, we want more. We forgot that the woods, the trees, are actually the lungs of the earth. And so we forgot about that, and we saw just pounds and pence and dollars and cents, and so we cut all the trees of the Amazon. So the condition of our relationship with Mother Nature is absolutely, I would say, non-existent at the moment. We are totally cut off from nature, and there's been no gratitude, no appreciation, no understanding. And with people telling us that each year the GDP has to increase, increase, increase. Now, just pause for another moment and think about this. Is that a reality? Or is it pie in the sky? Why? Because if our planet was infinite, then in that infinity, yes, we would have resources that we continue to take from. But at this moment, we know for sure the oil's going to run dry, even the water, which is the source of life in a sense, it's measurable now. How much clean, pure water is there left on the planet? It's actually measurable now. And the glaciers that used to supply us with our water every season without fail in spring, the winter, the snow and the ice in the mountains, and then the spring would come, the glaciers would start melting, the snow would melt, and we would have fresh water every single year. But we can't expect that to continue in this way anymore. We have interfered within the earth systems, the ecosystem, in such a big way that we've actually seen a lot of the glaciers receding. Some of you may have seen the video sent of Greenland and this huge expanse of ice mountains, ice cliffs, just falling and crashing into the water. And not only is there then the loss of that fresh, clear water that was available, but it's also, of course, meant that the sea levels have risen high, and there's danger to not just parts of our life in which there's now discomfort, but it's actually meant we're approaching the point where we're about to lose huge chunks of civilization of our human history. The small islands have been screaming about this for some years. I've been attending the climate change conferences for the last 10 years, and it's very clear that the small islands are at that point of losing their culture and their civilization. Some countries have offered them shelter and refuge, but they're very reluctant to take that because it means that their culture disappears. You move your next generation to another continent, the mainland maybe, Australia for example, and what you see is the whole culture disappears and a generation is left without an anchor. So it's actually a very, very dire situation that we face. We ignored the hurricanes that were increasing with their ferocity each year. We ignored the fires that were coming up all over the world again and again, especially last December and January in Australia. We ignored it, went back to business as usual. We've ignored all the signals that the Earth and the planet have been giving us. And so nature took the law into its own hands and said, stop. And the stopping of human interference and intervention has meant that at least now, from 200 kilometers away from Saharanpur, we can see the beauty of the ice-clad, the peaks of the Himalayas. We're able to see clean water in the Ganges once more after decades and decades. So give nature a little bit of respite from human intervention and interference, and you begin to see nature come back to its cleaner state. And this is only the space of 2 months, 3 months that we've had lockdown and less travel and less pollution and so forth. But just imagine if now we begin to truly respect nature and begin to work with nature instead of attacking nature all the time, what would the world be like? The world would definitely be a happier place, a better place, and there would be greater harmony with all the different elements so that nature doesn't devastate our lives, but only if we stop exploiting nature. There's always a return. What I put out comes back to me. And maybe human beings have forgotten this very basic spiritual law that governs everything that's happening in this universe of ours. So the virus has come as a big, big reminder. And we've been told by scientists that if nature had been allowed to continue in its natural habitat and in its natural way, probably the virus wouldn't have been able to mutate in the way it has been. And so, yes, the situation with nature is directly responsible for the mutation of the virus that we are now all exposed to. We are now at a very critical point. Which direction do we want to go in? Do we want to go back to the same sort of busyness, the same sort of concern about production and also about travel? Or are we saying that now that the world has stopped and we can see that the world is actually becoming a better place? Yes, lockdown isn't going to continue forever. And so the things that have been difficult about lockdown, I'm very aware of that. Loneliness, an increased state of mental ill health, increase in domestic violence, abuse of children, these are all part of the, and of course the big, big subject is the economy. So all of those have taken a downward trend. But lockdown has also meant that we actually now begin to know our family. My children were growing up and I had no idea what they were thinking about. And maybe now I've had a chance to sit with them, talk to them, understand life from their perspective, and maybe I've had a chance to share from my perspective also. So human values have again come to the fore. I'm seeing compassion, I'm seeing courage, I'm seeing an attitude of service. And so to all the frontline medical teams and the security teams and the cleaning teams and so many others that I haven't mentioned, all of them have been an amazing example for the whole of the world, everywhere, in each and every country. And so we've seen good things come out also. But at this moment, now, what is the future? Can I make a choice? Am I going to go back to everything the same? Or am I going to learn a few lessons and say, can I simplify my life? Can I not use transport in the way that I was? Instead of traveling across continents, how much more is there that I can do through technology? We hadn't thought about that too much. But air traffic has had a huge impact on many, many factors of nature. And so now that reduction, can I keep to that? Can I make this my new commitment that instead of traveling to a conference, I'll say, can we have a teleconference? Instead of going away on holiday, can I say, what is the nearest destination that I can go to where I can rest and relax and have refreshment? So all these are choices that we have an opportunity to make at this moment. And our choices today will then impact the planet in a big, big way. I've been talking about the externals, but I'd like to talk now about the internal factors, because it's the internal factors that impact the world around us, because my thinking determines the quality of my actions, and so of course there's a connection. My consciousness is what determines how I'm going to behave with you and also how I'm going to behave with the world around me, with nature itself. Consciousness, my awareness, leads to a particular thinking pattern, and my awareness and my thoughts lead to my attitude. My attitude creates my vision. My vision leads to action, and my actions determine my destiny and the destiny of the world also. In English, I've explained it, but I'd like to share the Hindi words behind this. It's a very interesting connection. Smriti, awareness. Vritti, attitude. Drishti, my vision. Kriti, my actions. And Srishti, the world. And so my actions today begin inside, but there's a direct impact on the world outside. And so am I able to be totally aware of this and make sure that my awareness is one of respect towards nature. Because if I respect myself, I'm going to respect everyone and everything else around me. Respect for other forms of life. And so my diet changes to a plant-based diet. Respect for nature itself, so that I'm now treating nature with the respect that it deserves instead of exploiting it and being aggressive with it. If I begin to change in these ways, then it means that definitely we begin to harmonize with nature. We're able to have a relationship with nature which is valuable and effective and sustainable. One of the aspects of harmonizing with nature is, of course, respect. But the other aspect of harmonizing with nature is also simplicity. We're so used to taking from nature. But is it possible for me to see how I can reduce my carbon footprint? And maybe this lockout has reminded me that I can reduce and simplify many, many different things in my life. And so if I can be very aware of reducing in terms of the things that I'm buying, the things that I'm using at all times, then that again will go a long way towards restoring balance in our relationship with nature itself. Is it possible for me to have a different attitude in terms of being able to share what I have? Because at the moment, the imbalances have been so strong that maybe 80% of the world have been deprived and only 20% of the world have a life of abundance. But nature is there for everyone. And if I can harmonize with human beings, that's a very, very important factor that I have to see what I can move forward in. But then also, apart from harmonizing with human beings, I'll see that, yes, together, working cooperatively, being able to share, we're actually allowing nature to be replenished also. We're not constantly taking in the way that we would if it was just for me on my own, or just for me and my little family. But to be able to share with all, the bounty of nature will allow nature to replenish and move forward also. What I'd like us to do now is to experiment with this idea that we can actually support nature and clean nature. We've polluted nature in a very, very big way. Just imagine if somebody came into your home and polluted your home, what would you feel? But in fact, we ourselves have polluted our home, the ecosystem. This planet is my home. No other species pollutes its own nest, but this is what we have done. And so now, let me be able to clean my home, clean our nest, so that then, not only on an external physical level, yes, of course, let me use clean energy where I can. Let me use less energy where I can. Let me clean the beach. Let me clean the waters, the oceans, whatever it is I can. Let me do all of that. But also, let me clean my own mind by having pure and powerful thoughts. And let me help clean nature by sending pure and powerful thoughts out to the world also. So let us sit for a few minutes quietly, and in this awareness, let's go on a journey inwards. And coming to the awareness of the inner being within, I realize that I can choose the quality of my thoughts. I want to let my thoughts be pure and noble and elevated. I send out my pure thoughts to the air. This has been my lifeline, and I haven't regarded it with appreciation. Mother Nature gave me air to breathe from the moment I entered this life, and it hasn't charged me for this amazing fact that constantly there's been oxygen available for me. It's free and abundant, but I have made it unclean. And so with my thoughts, I send out purity to clean the air so that we can all breathe again comfortably. Let me send out my thoughts to water. Seventy percent of my own physical body is water, and so the water inside my body becoming clean and pure is important. I send out thoughts to let this physical organism of mine return to harmony. The waters around us in the world have been polluted. Sending out thoughts of purity to the water around, and the power of purity cleans the oceans, the rivers, the lakes. And we have clean, pure water that can support life. I send out pure thoughts to the earth. The earth has been trampled upon. The earth has been mined to draw the precious treasures that it holds, but then discarded. The earth has provided nutrients that gave me the food that has sustained me in my life. I send pure thoughts to the earth that it may be replenished, that it may be healthy and strong again. Pure and clean. The fire that is in this earth, in this world, has become dangerous. But now, I send out thoughts of purity to ensure that fire warms me, sustains me, and feeds me, but doesn't cause harm. I nurture nature itself, giving back just a little in return for so much that I've taken. We move towards the world of harmony. Harmony in the self, harmony with each other, and harmony with nature. Om Shanti. I would like to invite you to connect with any one of our centers to find out more about what's happening in terms of spirituality and how we can create the future we would like to have. All good wishes, and I hope that your journey in life is filled with health and the wealth of the spiritual treasures of joy and peace and happiness. Om Shanti.
Many, many thanks to Jayanti Didi for such a beautiful presentation. Truly, we must awaken to our inner calling to have compassion, karuna, for Mother Nature. Brahma Kumaris has been contributing towards Mother Nature in variety of ways. Let's have a glimpse of it.
Founded in the year 1936, Brahma Kumaris has activities in more than 110 countries across the globe. With its headquarters located in Mount Abu, Rajasthan, India, the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University is a socio-spiritual, non-governmental organization, NGO, with affiliations in many UN bodies. It started with affiliations in the year 1980 with the UNDPI, United Nations Department of Public Information, followed by affiliation from ECOSOC, observer status in UNFCCC, UNCBD, UNEP, and recently in UNCCD. COP and COIS. Brahma Kumaris delegates participate actively in these events for providing spiritual dimensions to decision making, action planning, and helping to obtain a more holistic approach. Brahma Kumaris is also an active member of Green Interfaith Dialogues. In 2011, Brahma Kumaris and World Renewable Spiritual Trust were recognized by the Ministry of Science and Technology as a scientific and industrial research organization. India One Solar Thermal Power Plant is one of India's largest solar projects with a capacity of 1 megawatt. It is functional since 2017. On an institutional level, Brahma Kumaris are the largest users of solar energy in India. It also stands to be one of the oldest organizations to work with solar energy in the country. The journey with solar energy started long back in 1996 with the installation of modular solar cooking systems. Soon, more research led to the use of solar energy in various activities like water heating, cooking more than 40,000 meals a day using solar in almost all day-to-day activities. 350 solar photovoltaic battery systems of a total capacity of 1.4 megawatt peak were installed in different branches of the organization. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, Government of India, and United Nations Development Programme sponsored an awareness and training center on solar energy in Shantivan campus in 2014. The Brahma Kumaris have shared its best practices with other organizations to equip them with solar power. Sustainable Yogic Agriculture is an ongoing research program in which traditional organic farming with interventions of Raja Yoga meditation is being studied by many agricultural universities in the country. It has been recognized by the Government of India. Tapovan, a 100-acre dedicated farming land, is being used for the research to help farmers deal with growing agricultural issues. For more than 10 years, we have taken care of nearly 20 parks in Mumbai. Our very own Peace Park in Mount Abu is home to thousands of varieties of flowering plants. Our lifestyle, discipline of vegetarianism, is also a way of decreasing our carbon footprint. The Brahma Kumaris Gyan Sarovar Academy for a Better World was presented to Habitat 2, the second United Nations Conference on Human Settlements held in Istanbul, Turkey. It was recognized as part of the Best Practice Initiative for Human Settlements. Our vision is for individuals, governments, and global corporations involved in the environmental decision-making process to root their work in the universal spiritual principles and thus bring harmony, clarity, calmness, stability and power to their thinking and interactions. It is the aim of the Brahma Kumaris to highlight the relationship between our awareness and the technology we choose. We believe that a holistic approach based on peace, cooperation and love is the key to a sustainable future.
Wow! Amazing feeling! It has been a wonderful journey for 4 days with all of you. It's not an end, but beginning of a new journey with new awakening. May I request P.K. Karuna Bhaiji, Chairperson of Media Wing, to give his valedictory address. Karuna Bhai, over 50 years of spiritual life, has been associated with the various media initiatives. Respected Karuna Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. श्रोताओं को तो मैं देख ही रहा हूं क्योंकि हम साइंटिस्ट इंजीनियर्स जो दूसरे नहीं देख सकते हैं उसको हम पहले देखते हैं पहले साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स के दिमाग में आता है उसके बाद वो सारे विश्व में उसकी रूपरेखा बनाते हैं यही एक विशेषता है ईश्वर की जो हम सदा ही सर्व मानव कुल को कैसे साधनों का उपयोगी बनावे तो यहां तक साइंस और अभी रॉबर्ट्स बना रहे हैं जो हम नहीं कर सकते हैं जो हमारी रचना कर सके इस प्रकार का जो साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स की सेवा इस विश्व में सदा ही रहेगा परंतु समय के अनुसार थोड़ा सा जो कहते हैं भगवान ने तो इतना दे दिया है परंतु वो हमारी आवश्यकता के लिए तो ठीक है परंतु इट इज ओके फॉर नीड बट नॉट फॉर ग्रीड तो इसीलिए हम जितनी भी करते जाते हैं तो उसका उपयोग आप जानते हैं इस समय पर जो अधिक से अधिक खर्चा सारे विश्व में हो रहा है तो वो डिफेंस पर हो रहा है मैं ये नहीं कहना चाहता हूं कि भाई क्यों क्या वो हर एक का अपना पार्ट है समय अनुसार हर एक अपना अपना करते हैं परंतु हम साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स को सदा ही जैसे हम अब्दुल कलाम जी को याद करते हैं महात्मा गांधी जी को याद करते हैं विवेकानंद जी को याद करते हैं तो इसी प्रकार हम सबको मानो इस समय पर थोड़ा सा अपना जो कर्तव्य से अलग हुआ है अर्थात प्रकृति को अपना मित्र ना बना करके उसको भी एक भोग्य वस्तु के रूप में अभी तक यूज करते रहे तो जिसका इस समय पर हम सब अनुभव कर रहे हैं तो ये जो महामारी को भी हम सभी इस समय पर अनुभव कर रहे हैं इससे अभी मुक्त होने के लिए हम सबको मिलाकर देखिए कितनी अच्छी बात है प्रकृति ने तो अपना प्रदूषण को खत्म कर दिया प्रकृति में इतनी शक्ति है जो अपने आप को वो ठीक कर लेता है जब चाहे परंतु हम अभी तक सीख रहे हैं कम से कम अभी भी हमको यहां सिखाया जाता है एक ईश्वर एक विश्व एक परिवार क्या हम सब ये सोच सकते हैं जो सर्वशक्तिवान परमपिता परमात्मा के हम सभी बच्चे हैं भले हम लोग किस देश में हैं किस भाषा में हैं किस पंथ में हैं धर्म में हैं उससे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है जब हम सब इस समय पर ये सोच ले कि ईश्वर एक है और हम सभी इस पांच तत्व के धरती पर है, जैसे आपस में एक दो को जिसके पास जो है वो देते हुए हम लोग जी रहे हैं, तो ऐसे ही एक विश्व है और एक विश्व एक परिवार है। क्योंकि हम लोग कभी कभी कहते हैं ग्लोबल विलेज, हम सभी एक विलेज में है ऐसा, तो इसी प्रकार हम सभी इस समय पर एक ऐसा थॉट संकल्प करें जो हम सब एक ईश्वर के बच्चे हैं, भाई भाई है, और ये विश्व हमारा एक परिवार है, हम सब एक साथ रह सकते हैं। इसके लिए एक बहुत अच्छा साधन है साइंस के साथ साथ थोड़ा सा साइलेंस, जिसको हम कहते हैं मेडिटेशन। तो मेडिटेशन जितना हम कर सके, बहुत सहज है, बहुत सरल है, हम सब इस समय पर अपने अपने परिवार के साथ अपने घर पे है, तो थोड़ा सा मेडिटेशन सीखने का आवश्यकता है। मैं आप सबको निवेदन करूंगा, ये ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय इस समय पर सदा ऑनलाइन अवेलेबल है। हमारे साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स तो इस कार्य में बहुत होशियार है। आप जहां भी हो, आपको सारे विश्व में बहुत सहज और सरल साधन, जो जिसको हम राजयोग कहते हैं, मन से किस तरह से हम पॉजिटिव हो सकते हैं, शक्तिवान हो सकते हैं, जो कोरोना का भी इस पे सामना नहीं कर सकेगा वो इतना हम लोग शक्तिवान रहेंगे। कभी कभी सोचते होंगे कि भारत क्या कर रहा है, भारत ऐसा क्या जादू कर रहा है, जो हमारा प्राइम मिनिस्टर कर रहे हैं वही हम सभी भी कर रहे हैं। हर एक योग के तरफ ध्यान गया है, ध्यान के तरफ ध्यान गया है, और आहार व्यवहार जो लाइफस्टाइल जो है हमारा, उस पर हम सबका ध्यान गया है। तो इसी से ही हम लोग बचे हैं और बचेंगे, और कोरोना से हम सब जीतेंगे। तो इसीलिए पहला जो हम लोगों ने जो साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स का ये कॉन्फ्रेंस किए है, भले हम लोग आमने सामने मिल नहीं पाए हैं, तो हम जरूर आपको दिल से स्वागत कर रहे हैं। जब कभी भी ठीक हो जाए, आप ऐसी स्थान जो सारे विश्व को इस समय पर राजयोग का या मेडिटेशन जो सिखा रहे हैं हमारी बहनें, तो उनसे मिल सकेंगे और मिलना चाहिए। और आप सबको दिल से मैं स्वागत करते हुए आप सबको बहुत 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 धन्यवाद दे रहा हूं। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू करुणा भाई जी फॉर योर इनसाइट्स। मे आई इनवाइट ब्रदर एक्स विंग कमांडर जवाहर मेहता फ्रॉम दिल्ली टू रैप अप व्हाट वी हैव लर्नड इन 4 days। He is a national coordinator of scientists and engineers wing and has been very active in various positive campaigns and organizing international conferences at Vigyan Bhavan.
Om Shanti and good evening to all of you. It must have been a great opportunity for all of you to be part of this e-conference on enhancing quality of life. I am sure that after listening to variety of insightful sessions from the learned speakers, one better than the other who spoke from the stage, few of them, and those, most of them, did not speak from the stage, but were behind the stage and excellently coordinating and integrating all these sessions by our respected sister B.K. Chanda. You must be feeling, I cannot vouch for all of you, but I am certainly feeling awakened and dazed and motivated. If attempt to sum up the wisdom of all the sessions, it can be reflected in just 3 words: explore, experience, and empower. We must explore the true identity of ours as to who am I, the conscient being located inside the body, seated in the cockpit of brain, and saying that this is my body. And the name of my body is so-and-so. Also experience the innate qualities of being, that is purity, peace, joy, and power. Also, we should empower ourselves to overcome the obstacles along the journey of our life with the help of realization, faith, and lawful link with the Supreme Being who is beyond birth and death. And the technique of meditation or positive affirmation. So dear participants, scientists and engineers wing is committed to inject spirituality through variety of awakening campaigns, training programs, conferences, etc. Over and above organizing such programs elsewhere, we had the opportunity to organize as many as 5 conferences on topics related to value-based science and eco-friendly technology at the prestigious Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi, which reflects growing inclination of scientists and technocrats towards spirituality. Lakhs of families from all walks of society are part of this one world family to make their lives joyful, purposeful, and logical. I therefore invite you all to become part of this global family in order to make this world a better place to live, which we know as paradise. I also urge upon you to join the free online meditation course on the theme of Art of Joyful Living. This program starts from tomorrow with my personal experience of 5 decades, beginning with 1971. I am sure that this course will further enlighten you towards a happy and harmonious personal and professional life. Personally, I have 2 things which I have realized in my life to share with you. First of all, I would like to share with you that Brahma Kumari's institution is an institution of higher learning, providing scientific information, that is the knowledge of past, present, and future of our life system, and the technology, that is meditation technique, with which we can connect ourselves with the Supreme Being. It provides a systems approach towards life, scientifically giving the explanation that the life system is preordained, repetitive, and eternal. Having no beginning and no end, it could be well explained with the help of universal figure, swastika. this realization has given me two benefits in my life. First one, whatever has happened in my life could not have been otherwise and is for ultimate good. With this, no more brooding over the past. And the second one, whatever will happen in future will be good. A positive affirmation which will eliminate fear of future and empower me to face the uncertainty of future. Wishing you all happy new beginning, safety and security in life ahead. Om Shanti.
Now, I'll request B.K. Bharat Bhai to offer a vote of thanks. Bharat Bhai is the man behind the construction activities at headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. He is the headquarter coordinator of Scientist and Engineers Wing.
ओम शांति। आजकल इंटरनेट का जमाना है, तो उसी हिसाब से ये जो कोरोना की महामारी के कारण सब एक दूसरे से कट गए और इंटरनेट से सब जुड़ गए, तो उसके माध्यम से एक एक नई पहल कर ली गई है, ये तो बहुत अच्छी है। इंटरनेट के माध्यम से ही कॉन्फ्रेंस होने जा रही है, तो इसमें साइंटिस्ट इंजीनियर्स विंग भी पीछे नहीं है, तो वो भी इसमें बढ़ चढ़ करके भाग लेकर के सारे समाज को, देश को ये मैसेज देना चाहते हैं कि हम क्या करना चाहते हैं। तो इसमें क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ ये सब्जेक्ट बहुत अच्छा लिया है। दुनिया में तो क्वालिटी बहुत प्रकार की है, जैसे प्रोडक्ट की क्वालिटी है, वर्कमैनशिप है, तो ये बातों पर तो ध्यान रहता है, लेकिन क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ, जीवन की क्वालिटी कैसी होनी चाहिए, उसके ऊपर बहुत कम विचार किया जाता है। तो ये एक स्पिरिचुअल कॉन्फ्रेंस जो क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ के ऊपर जो रखी है, ये बहुत अच्छा सब्जेक्ट है, और इसमें हमारी आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी, इन्होंने भी अपना समय दिया, समय दे करके सबको प्रेरणा दी, इसलिए दादी रतन मोहिनी जी का तहे दिल से साइंटिस्ट इंजीनियर्स विंग की तरफ से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, धन्यवाद, धन्यवाद। ऐसे ही हमारे बीच में भ्राता निर्वेश जी भी इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में भाग लिया, उन्होंने भी पार्टिसिपेट किया, उन्होंने भी साइंटिस्ट इंजीनियर्स को प्रेरणा दी, आपका भी तहे दिल से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। भ्राता ब्रिजमोहन जी, आपने भी टाइम निकाल करके ये क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ के ऊपर प्रकाश डाला, आपको भी विंग की तरफ से, हम सब की तरफ से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। उषा बहन, डॉक्टर स्वामीनाथन, खास करके जो वेल नोन स्पीकर है हमारी शिवानी बहन, जो शिव की वाणी कहा जाता है, बहुत अच्छी तरह से सबको संदेश देती है, एक प्रेरणा देती है, तो उन्होंने भी अपना टाइम निकाल करके इसमें भाग लिया, इसलिए शिवानी बहन का भी तहे दिल से हम सबकी ओर से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। और खास करके हमारी लंदन की आदरणीय जयंती दीदी, आपने भी इसमें पार्टिसिपेट किया, और आपका सब्जेक्ट भी एनवायरमेंट का है, तो एनवायरमेंट का भी कार्य आप बहुत अच्छी तरह से करते हैं, तो इसलिए आपको भी पार्टिसिपेट करने के लिए, सबको प्रेरणा देने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। और जो भिलाई से आई हुई प्राची बहन, उन्होंने भी पार्टिसिपेट किया, और विशेष करके मधुबन से हमारे भ्राता मृत्युंजय भाई जी, आपने भी पार्टिसिपेट किया, सबको प्रेरणा दी, इसलिए आपका भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। और सारा प्रोग्राम कोऑर्डिनेट करने के लिए, प्रोग्राम अरेंज करने के लिए भ्राता मोहन सिंघल जी, हमारे कैप्टन कमांडर जो मेहता साहब हैं, भारत भूषण जी है, पीयूष भाई है, और जो कोऑर्डिनेट करने वाली चंदा बहन है, आपने भी अपना टाइम दे करके इस कार्यक्रम को बहुत सक्सेस कराया, इसलिए आपका भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, धन्यवाद, धन्यवाद। ओम शांति।
Thank you, Bharat Bhai ji. I must thank all of you for being part of this four-day journey. It was truly memorable. Our journey does not stop here. We all are committed to God's mission of enhancing the beauty of life. Raj Yoga is a powerful tool for the same. Many participants have been asking for what next. Well, great news for you. There will be an inspiring meditation course on Art of Joyful Living from 12th May to 17th May 2020. Timings are morning 6:30 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. and evening 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. No participation fees. Please send your details by WhatsApp to 6376088655 or email us at sew.shantivan@gmail.com. We will provide you the link of the live sessions. May I request all of you, dear participants, to give your feedback about the program. Your feedback will stimulate us towards further improvement. We will also like to serve you about any forthcoming events. Our services are absolutely free of any charges. You can write to us giving your details on the following email, sew.shantivan@gmail.com. Wishing best to all of you and your family. May we remember Almighty and recharge ourselves. Thanks a lot. Om Shanti.
सौंप कर सब चिंता फिकर तुम्हें सौंप कर सब चिंता फिकर देह दुनिया से हम हो गए बेखबर हे भैया मेरी नैया तेरे हमारे तेरे हवाले चले हम उधर ले चले तुम जिधर देह दुनिया से हम हो गए बेखबर कि भैया मेरी नैया तेरे हवाले तेरे हवा सौंप कर सब चिंता फिकर देह दुनिया से हम हो गए बेखबर सोचूं भी क्या सोचने से भी पहले बन जाते काम मेरे करने से पहले ओ सोचूं भी क्या सोचने से भी पहले बन जाते काम मेरे करने से पहले बन जाते काम मेरे करने से पहले ऐ खुदा दोस्त तारीफ क्या मैं करूं ऐ खुदा दोस्त तारीफ क्या मैं करूं, यही सब है तेरी खूबियों का सर। खिवैया मेरी नैया तेरे हवाले, तेरे हवाले, चले हम उधर ले चले तुम जिधर, देख दुनिया से हम हो गए बेखबर। पलक से भी ऊपर तेरी है वो बस्ती, ऐशान आलम वो ऊंची है हस्ती। पलक से भी ऊपर तेरी है वो बस्ती, ऐशान आलम ऊंची है हस्ती, ऐशान आलम वो ऊंची है हस्ती। तेरी नजरें इनायत है मुझ पे करम, तेरी नजरें इनायत है मुझ पे करम, तूने अपना बनाया किया रुख इधर। खिवैया मेरी नैया तेरे हवाले, तेरे हवाले, तुम्हें सौंप कर सब चिंता फिकर, देह दुनिया से हम हो गए बेखबर, हो गए बेखबर, हो गए बेखबर, हो गए बेखबर।
Awakening.